Salam everyone. I hope my sound is coming through okay. Okay, thanks God for the good sound. I would like to continue reading as the reader's choice. And I would like to read from the supplements. And I will start with the first essay in supplements. Mission of Maitreya Mom. The goal of the life is to become divine Hush, that divinity is everything, Ankh. The path to become divine is the eternal divine path. However, this path is useful only when it is practiced in a collective manner in communities. Otherwise, the person who follows it might be exploited by opportunists, because the person sacrifices without his effort being channelized to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, Kohi. Therefore, the creation of communities of light based on the eternal divine path will bring the Kohi and so help humanity toward divinity. This essay is the very essence and purpose of the mission of Maitreya Mom. The only issue is the formation of the communities of light. Other issues are the effect, not the cause. The cause is the unfulfilled basic needs of individuals to be in a community with other like-minded people, and the lack of creation of basic relationships in this level. These communities cannot exist separately from one another. By linking themselves together, they also will create the power to influence the events and correct the problems. The ecological and pollution problems cannot be solved unless we spread the factories evenly all throughout the earth, especially to the deserts and isolated places, and also by developing clean industries by using science based on spirit. This will only be revealed to humanity if we learn our lessons and share. Otherwise, this knowledge will be misused, as has occurred in the past, and the misuse of anything results in suffering. Intellectuals who can only exist based on the confusion of the masses bring many issues into our minds and make us confused about the simple issue of our basic needs and the cause of the issues. Then we become lost in the jungle of these confused issues and do not see the simple solutions. Therefore, do not let the many issues confuse you. The issue and solution is the formation of the communities of light based on the eternal divine path and networking between them. Then we can solve the other issues which are the effects. Covenant with God or the mission of Maitreya, Maitreya. Those who have seen the vision of the mission and have realized that this indeed is the last revelation of God are chosen and are called. They have a covenant with God, the mission, and Maitreya. If you are one of them, you should realize that you have no choice but to join the mission and have a covenant with Him from eternity, foundation of the creation. You should profess that, I declare that there is no God but God, formless, invisible, nameless and eternal or fine, and Maitreya or Muhammad is His last major prophet, Messiah, Savior, major manifestation, etc. And I believe in the mantra Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, following the eternal divine path. That divinity or God is everything. You are accepted as a disciple, a member of the mission, a divine and an elect. Since you have seen the vision and are a part of it, you want this vision to manifest and you want to help in any way possible in this task. Therefore, you are required to offer all the help you can give. Furthermore, you become a volunteer to be a point of contact, a contact person for the mission where you are, if there is no danger for you to be a contact. There will be two categories of people who have a covenant with Maitreya, have seen the vision. One, the support group. Two, the light workers and teachers. The support group consists of those who will support the mission physically, mentally, and spiritually, but are not physically close to the mission, and they are not a part of its staff. They might live anywhere in the world, but are connected to the mission by their work, dedication, and support. They should have a steady job. They are the ones who will mostly help the mission financially. Their minimum financial help will be their tithes that God has demanded as His. Of course, they can help more if they would like. In fact, anyone can help in any way they can. The covenant and understanding of what is asked in this page with continuous tithes is required before one can be initiated. The light workers are those who will join the mission and will be involved in all kinds of activities for the mission. They will be the administrators, teachers, and staff of the mission. They will have abilities to carry out these tasks with the highest level of professional integrity and spiritual guidance, letting God do it through them. They will create a well-oiled and efficient organization that can carry this message to the end of the world with precision and the professional caliber of a business organization. God indeed has given us the knowledge of creating efficient organizations. Ungodly people are using these principles to create multinational organizations, to manipulate resources. We will use them to free man to God. Remember, nothing is bad in this universe. It depends on how it is used, according to time, place, and people involved situation. Until we reach a point that the administrators, teachers, and staff can be supported with the support group, these people will have to have some support mechanism so that they can do the mission while at the same time are provided with their physiological and safety needs could be minimal. When we reach a point that the support group is able to provide for the light workers, they will be chosen from the best and will be supported to do the best job they can. This covenant will continue between you and God, Maitreya, forever. All those who will come in the future are also obligated to respond to the call of God and help the mission to continue to spread. They also will have a covenant with God mission forever. Anyone who brings disunity to the one body of God mission or tries to dismember this united body, and those who help such a person will be filled for the fire of hell. The mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path, is one body forever. If any disagreement starts, all should stop. They should all follow the eternal divine path and become united as one body again. Tithes For instructions on how to pay your tithes and or automatic recurring payments for tithes, send an email to mission.tithes@maitreya.org. Why tithes? The first time that tithes are mentioned is when Abraham gave his tithes to the king of Salem, Genesis 14:20-24. He did that because Salem was considered the high priest in that time, and tithes were given to the priests and high priests. We then can hear about the tithes all through the Bible. In Leviticus, God commanded tithes, Leviticus 27:31-34. Tithes are for the priest class, number 18:24. 1/10, 10% of the tithes scattered will be for the head of the priesthood, Aaron, eldest in our system. Numb 28:26-28. Tithes are the minimum you can should offer. You can offer more. Deuteronomy 12:6-11. Tithes are at the top of other sacrifices giving. One part of tithes is to help and feed those in need. Deuteronomy 26:12. People should be obedient to this law and the importance of tithes. 2 Chronicles 31. Again, the same topic. Nehemiah 10:37-38, 12:44. Nehemiah 13:5, Amos 4:4. Even in the New Testament, not paying tithes is considered robbing God, Matthew 3:8. In the New Testament, also it is encouraged to pay tithes, Matthew 3:10. Paying tithes does not release you from being humble in the presence of God and following His laws and commandments, Luke 18:12. It is with Paul that the teaching of God is being challenged. Paul started preaching his understanding instead of God's and his prophets, Hebrews 7:5-9. In this chapter, Hebrews 7, Paul teaches what are his ideas, not God's. He argues that since Esau, Christ, was from the tribe of Judah, from his father, Joseph, God changed his mind and the priests, Messiahs, do not have to come from Abraham, and since Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, Abraham was subjugated to Melchizedek, and the priesthood has changed, and they should come from Melchizedek, etc. The truth of the matter is that indeed Christ was from the tribe of the Levites, since Mary, his mother, was a Levite. So Paul again is incorrect. Furthermore, God promised that the Messiah, Shiloh, will come from the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49:10. So God again fulfilled both requirements for Christ to be the Messiah, his prophet, Christ, the Son of God, etc. This is the one of the discrepancies between the words of God and Paul. There are many, and for these reasons we do not accept Paul as Christ's representative and or disciple apostle. We only accept Christ's words in read in the Bible as from God, and Christ said he has not come to destroy the laws, Matthew 5:17. Since Paul has no authority from God and Christ, he cannot abolish tithes, change the way God prophesied, and choose Christ and the priesthood until Christ came to stay with the Levites. And Christ came as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ. Indeed, tithes are what made Hebrews a great nation. Tithes are the reason Mormons created a worldwide outreach. Tithes are the command by God to see His kingdom to manifest on earth. So those who want to follow God's will accommodate His revelation and follow as obedience to His commands and pay their tithes and more. Since the mission is the last revelation from God and is the revealer of the mystery of God and the implementer of God's will and kingdom, It is the only religion, organization that everyone should be giving their tithes to. Giving any money and or tithes or anything to any other organization is disobedience to God and His revelations, words, and will. The whole idea is to create a culture in which people learn to live on 90% of their gross income without borrowing. This can easily be done by following the eternal divine path in the communities of light sharing. Children will be brought up to learn to do this, so it becomes second nature to them, part of their upbringing and culture. Should we acknowledge the teacher? We teach that the teacher is not important, but the message and God are. Does this mean that we should not acknowledge the teacher and should not tell people from where we received our knowledge, understandings? The meaning of the teaching that we should not take the teacher, God, is that we should not make him an obstacle in the path of the human to reach God. That is what has happened in the past, and the religion has become a cult. The teacher become more important than the teaching, God. This results in people not seeking the formless, invisible, nameless, eternal, fine anymore, but believing in a set of dogmas. So we have to be careful not to create a cult. However, when we reach out to humanity and we talk about the teachings of mission, we have to acknowledge where our understanding comes from. As Maitreya received his teachings from God and he acknowledges it, you have received your teachings and understandings from Maitreya and the mission, and you have to acknowledge that. You connect people to Maitreya and the teachings, the source, and Maitreya and the mission will connect them to God. What happens if people do not acknowledge from where they have received this knowledge? They will take it, that is, that it is theirs. They will eventually bring their understandings into our teachings, and they also will accept that as the truth. Little by little, they will take them more and more away from the original teachings and the truth, and will replace them with what they think is the truth. We will eventually have many versions of what the mission and God's revelation is supposed to be. We will have divisions and branches in the mission, and the unity will be lost. Therefore, acknowledging where our teaching has come from and connecting people to the mission and Maitreya are essential in the unity and manifestation of the Kohi, Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. Let us understand this in its deepest level, put our egos aside, and bring all to the feet of the Lord, that all humanity receives the purest message and revelation, and become united. Be a servant of God. Should I come and live in the mission center? As the Bible clearly states, if they said Christ is here and are there, do not go. God has provided all the tools that you might evaluate the claims of the mission and know the teachings. He has provided the internet, and we have created, with His grace, a very useful website that gives all the information you need to make an educated decision about our claims and know our teachings. So the idea seems to be, stay where you are. Go to our website and prove it to yourself that the mission is indeed the result of the prophecies from God and is the last revelation from God. Know then that God needs a lot of workers to accomplish this revelation and the vision. It is then that you have to decide if you are called to join this force, soldiers of the Lord, to accomplish this great task. The first step is to become a contact person. As you reach to others and become more involved with the mission, you might feel an urge to serve the mission in a greater degree. It is then that you have to prove your sincerity even more and dedication to Maitreya and the mission, God, completely. The first step is to brief the essay in this book supplements called Covenants with God or the Mission of Maitreya, Maitreya. The requirements for those who want to come and stay close to the mission are the same as for those who want to be initiated. If you meet these minimum requirements, then your case will be looked at, and if approved, you will be invited to come to live in our area. You will have to find a job and rent a place to live. You will be required to render services for the mission. This requirement is a part of your spiritual progress, satsang, service, and meditation. Exception to this setup is coming to the Feast of Tabernacles. If you decided to join us for the feast, you can always come without meeting any of these requirements. Maitreya usually gives a few satsangs, discourses, during these feasts, so you might have an opportunity to be in his presence. To become a contact person for the mission. Almost anyone can become a contact person for the mission. As the name implies, you try to connect people in your area to the mission. Most people would love to have a personal contact in the area they live in. So the duty of a contact person ranges from clearing house, just connect people to the mission, to a person who becomes a center of attraction for the mission. You will provide an address, phone number, and your email address. People who live close to you can contact you and receive more information about the mission. You can further your help by starting some meditation classes, transmission sessions, 6-week meditation courses, low reading times, opening rooms in Pal Talk in the internet, and eventually create a community of light where you are. So a contact person can be a simple point of contact and or a center for the mission. Hopefully we will have many dedicated teachers in the mission who will eventually act as the elders in these centers started by these contacts and will help to create many communities of light in these places. Therefore, being a contact person means the beginning of a greater process to manifest the mission in your area. It is a great service in bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we encourage everyone who is interested in the mission to consider becoming a contact person for the mission. Attract like-minded people in your area and start a center for the mission where you are. Let us find the elects and teachers of the mission, those who have been called to be the teachers of the mission. Start small but be persistent and expand your horizons and involvement as time progresses. Be so dedicated to the mission that all your spare time can be used for this great work. If you would like to be a contact person, send us an email, contacts@maitreya.org, and express this desire. We will work with you to start the process. A contact person is the beginning of the creation of communities of light. The kingdom of God is based on the communities of light. Family. A strong family bond and its structure is the very base to create strong communities of light and so a strong society. Therefore, in a lifestyle that opposes this basic necessity and is not useful in human progress physically, mentally, and or spiritually, would not be recommended. There is only one exception, and that is when a person dedicates himself or herself to a greater purpose and renounces the world as a renunciate, sannyasin. Such people and their lifestyle are directed toward advancing humanity physically, mentally, and or spiritually, and so are well accepted. There should not be any secrets in the communities of light. The whole idea of knowing the self is to reach a point where our three personalities, what we think we are, what other people think we are, and what we really are, become one, God. Of course, the very reason that what we think we are and what we really are is different is that we do not really want to know ourselves. When we truly know ourselves, what we think we are and what we really are become one. The reason that what we are is different than what other people think we are is that other people do not know themselves either. Therefore, they look at us through their personality, not their essence, and so their perception is colored with their personality, wrong understandings, cultures, past experiences, etc. Most probably, therefore, what they see is different than what we really are. In the case of how other people see us, we have less control than in the case of how we see ourselves. We can close the gap between who we are and what we think we are by knowing the self. Then, of course, we can also clearly see who other people truly are, the essence God. The only way we can help others to see themselves and others as they truly are is to guide them to know themselves so they can also see us as we truly are. Communities of light are a great help in accelerating this process of knowing oneself. As it is clearly proven, man does not want to know the self and does not want to face who he really is. Others, however, can see another person better than they can see themselves. As a person has to be open to the self, and there should not be any hidden secrets between him and the self so that he can truly know himself, there should also not be hidden secrets in a community. What we try to hide from other people are things we are trying to hide from ourselves. If we are not willing to face these hidden behaviors, and if we are also unwilling to let the community know them, then these behaviors will be hidden from us forever, and we will truly know the self, God. In fact, a great function in the communities of light is that everyone is an open book to everyone else. In this process of knowing one another, we can help each other to know ourselves. Since others are much better at seeing us, or at least identifying our faults, than we are at seeing ourselves, others in the community can help us to know ourselves. Indeed, one of the functions of the community unity meeting on Saturdays is for others to point out where we can improve ourselves in the community of light. If we are not willing to see ourselves and do not let others point us to where we can improve, we will never know ourselves. Besides the personal privacy, what we do in our rooms and our houses, which should not be immoral, whatever else that affects the community should be an open book to everyone in the community of light. The community should help each individual to progress to become a better and more productive member in that community. If an individual in the community resists this process, he or she is not community material. Either they have to change this resistance, or they will not last long in a community of light. Also, there should not be any secrets in a marriage. The rules above go beyond the communities of light in this case, as the wife and husband can further help one another to progress and become one, since they are together even in their private quarters. In all cases, each individual should have the best intentions to help the other individual or individuals. They should also be open themselves to the input from other people so they can also see their deeper motives. The whole process should make everyone have deeper meditation on who they really are and so become their essence. They should be open with no hidden secrets and or agenda. Hidden agenda is a disease itself. I would like to stop the reading here and release the mic back to the room so that the next video could continue. So all thanks to God and Shalom.